Don Francis is on the phone. He's a reporter at the Sonoma Index Tribune. And the story that's making news this week involves a flag on a store at the corner of the plaza. Fill us in, Don. What's going on?
Well, about a week after the kerfuffle over the pink door next door ended, there were some complaints about a pirate's flag, also known as a Jolly Roger, which was raised over a burger joint about 50 feet away. A few neighbors complained, but the owners don't want to bring it down.
What's going on that the Sonoma Plaza seems to be this hotbed of design controversy now?
And that's just it. I think that there are opposing groups that have different views on how the plaza should look, and some believe that it ought to be historically accurate, and then others point out, well, what is historically accurate? So it's kind of an ongoing discussion.
And you write that the owner of the flag and the hamburger shop is digging in his heels over the fuss.
That's what they're saying, yeah. I don't know how far they'll take it, but for now, they're are not interested in taking the flag down. Originally, it was put up kind of in jest, but now that there are complaints, I think that they feel that they want to leave it up on principle.
Was this just an issue after the pink door came to light? Because it sounds like the timing was that it was up there previously.
I think it was, but it was considered by the city to be an opening day banner, and the city allows 10 days or so for such banners to stay up following opening day. But those 10 days are over. So at this point, they're afoul of city ordinance.
Now, you did sort of an inventory of the other flags around the plaza. What did you find?
I haven't personally counted them. There are reportedly, I don't know, 17 or maybe 20 or so flags. Most of them are permitted. You know, if you want to hang a flag around the plaza, you have to ask the city, and the city clears it. And I believe the exception is an American flag. There's a state constitutional right to hang an American flag wherever you like. I don't think that that extends to other flags, but I'm still trying to work that out.
Doesn't apply to the bear flag?
I don't think it does, although nobody seems to mind the bear flag, especially in Sonoma.
The rationale that the pirate flag harkens back to that rebellious spirit, do you buy it?
I don't know. I mean, this isn't a sailing town. There's a rebellious spirit, I suppose, or there was, but that wasn't their flag that they waved.
So as a relative newcomer to Sonoma, you told me you've been on the staff for just a couple of months now. What do you make of all this?
You know, there's two sides to it. For one, I appreciate how much Sonomans really care about the plaza. They seem to really want to be good stewards of it, and they recognize its historical significance, which I appreciate a lot. On the other hand, though, it isn't just a living history museum. It is a place where people live today. So it's possible to overdo your stewardship, and figuring out where that fine line is, I think, at the heart of the issue.
How long till we see the sequel?
Who knows? Maybe next week.
Don Francis, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.